What's up, guys? The red light is on the Dave Van Auken Show. I'm Dave Van Auken. To my left, here we go. Paul, the MMA Shark. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's going on, David? How you been, man? How's it going?
Good, man. This is our handshake. We're doing
this
it now.
I'm down in Orlando with you in December. I've just been cashing tickets.
I'm joining the suite, by the way. I'm inviting myself, man. If there's liquor in the suite, I'm in there.
You're in. You're in.
Awesome, brother. Man, so excited. You know, we started been talking for, you know, a couple days, a week, and we started building. And now, you know, the partnership with Fight Bananas and MMA Shark, I'm really excited about what the future holds, not just right away, but months and years in advance. So I'm pumped to have you, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, months in advance, my system isn't just get rich in one card and leave. I tell people, you know, look at your results over 3 months, because since inception, if you look at your 3 month results, you have zero chance you've ever lost a dollar.
Man, zero. I like that. And those, you know, those books, you know, they have enough money. You know what I mean? They can start handing us some of the money. Those Vegas towers are tall enough. You know, it's come on. Oh, we only have 1 and 2 story houses. We're trying to build up.
Yeah. Those lights are always going to be on and there's never going to be clocks in them. So we're not going to hurt them too bad.
There we go. Awesome, man. Well, we're so pumped. Guys, check out the MMA Shark right there. If you sign up right now, put in that promo code BANANAS25. You get $25 off the first month. But it's 25%. Hey, that's only nickels on hundreds. You know what I'm saying, guys? Right. Go sign up today. The MMA Shark, my main guy, Paul. One thing I like about what you do too, like you text the information daily, nightly, hourly, minutely. When you figure something out, when you see 8 straight TKOs in a row, maybe the 9th one will be a TKO. You know, I like that you really, you know, it's up to the minute text to your people. That's really important.
Yeah, I mean, a text is a second away. If we're on something and I think we need to hedge or put a live bet on it, I hit the button, you've got it within 3 seconds. So, I'm with my subscribers throughout every card. It's a way it's always been. It's a way it always will be.
Love it, man. All right. I'm a big, Marvel Avenger guy. I have the boys. We love watching. We watch everything. So I'm big into origin stories. How did Paul become the MMA Shark? How did you become the best MMA handicapper on this planet and start a successful career down this alley?
Well, some say it was luck. And then they realize it's not just luck. No one gets lucky for this long. I started promoting MMA roughly around 12 years ago. And it was killer. I mean, we had the most successful promotion, the fastest growing promotion in Pennsylvania regionally. Now, you know, we didn't go into the Philadelphia area or the large markets, but for the area that we were in, you know, when our shows were there, it was so packed, people would be standing on windowsills. So we put the best fights together. COVID hit, and I was capping MMA prior to COVID, but when COVID hit, that was just, you know, regional promotions were done at the time. I mean, UFC went 14 weeks without a show before they got Abu Dhabi. So I really crunched down and got my system intact throughout COVID. And ever since it reopened, it's just been dynamite. You know, we're over 1,000 units since 2020, since Fight Island card. So it's progressively just gotten better and better and better.
I like that. I like that. Of course, you know, off the air, you know, I saw your Dynamite wife. I have one as well. So what is that conversation? What's the dinner? You probably took her out to a nice place. You're like, hey, darling, trust me on this one. I'm just going to handicap MMA. Like, I'm just going to, like me, I was like, hey, I'm just going to talk into a microphone and post stuff on social media. She's like, you're crazy. Come on. That's not a job. That's not what people do in our 30s and all of that nature. What was that conversation like?
Well, you know, I do still have a full-time job as well.
Okay.
But I love very much. Handicapping MMA is a full-time job plus some. There's no doubt about it. I had her support completely, because she saw the results of what I've been doing before it and the fan base and the following that I had. You know, I didn't just decide to start this with no followers. You know, I have the greatest followers possible, hundreds and hundreds of them that, you know, they get it that we can go plus 30 units on a card and minus 20 units on a card, minus 30 units on a card. You know, it happens. They get that it's a long-term success story. 82% of my cards are winning nights. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I think the industry standard's like 53%. So, and I'm not just laying all chalk to get there. You know, I'm finding value. I had a huge play on the Walker fight to not go the distance last week, and it was like minus 430. I had it plus 120 because it was the third leg of a parlay. So I'm not the capper that just lays minus 400 plays out and, you know, settles for the winning night after fight two and calls it quits. You know, I'm capping 99% of fights. I skipped on one fight two UFCs ago because I just didn't have an edge on it. But, you know, and I'm not just taking a straight, you know, I'm taking the fighter. I'm taking distance or not in several fights, and I'm taking method of victory in some fights. You know, that's where we hit our plus 500 or plus 800 plays. So there's a lot. There's a lot.
I love that you said that, Paul, if I can say so. Yeah, we at Fight Bananas have really leaned into, you know, MMA betting. It's definitely, it's only scratching the surface. To me, a year, two, 3 years from now with fantasy, MMA will be huge somehow, some way, and betting MMA, like, that's the next level. That's what the NFL did 10, 12, 15 years ago and where it's at right now. FanDuel and all that shit, right? So one thing I don't think people realize, and I've said this forever, that sometimes the best play or the best bet 99% of the times is not on the main event. The main event is there for a reason. They're two big names, two big characters. I love betting the second fight of the night. That's where most of, and where I find it, I don't know about you, this is just me talking, I find gold on the prelims. And sometimes, like you said too, the third or fourth fight of the night, I stay away from. I don't know if this guy's going to first time under the lights. I think he's the better fighter, but sometimes, you know this, the first fight under the UFC banner sometimes is hard if you're not a top, you know, guy. So sometimes I do fall, you know, you don't have to make a play on every play. And also, to me, prelims is where the where you can cash a lot.
Yeah, I tend to cash a ton of underdogs on the prelims.
Yeah.
UFC 279, I cashed three underdogs. I had Julian Arosa, I had Johan Leonis, and gun to my head, I can't remember the third, but I did not have Chris Barnett. I can say that that was a horrible bad beat. But touching back on your main event doesn't need to be the main bet. What I personally love with main events is betting that fight on house money with the profit secured. So a prime example is we're plus 11 units on UFC 279 going to the main event. I fired a play 4 or 5 units. Regardless of that result, we had a winning night. So that's my ideal situation.
I like it. I like it. Couple fun stuff for us, and we'll go back and forth. Guys, check out the MMA Shark. My guy, Paul, he will text you. And one thing also, too, let me add this, and I'm a huge fan. Probably my favorite 2 hours of MMA, right? And I'm a UFC guy, but I love the PFL. They take care of Fight Bananas a lot as well. But where I love is the Dana White Contender Series Tuesday night, which is tonight. That has a lot of action on it. That's Tuesday nights. But the fun stuff to get into. As a MMA handicapper, I would love to hear your worst play, your worst lean, your worst take. And then after that, give me your best lean, your best take, you know, in the history so far. And then we'll kind of jump around from there.
Okay. So my absolute, absolute worst was UFC London. I had 7 different parlays tied into a play that I absolutely just freaking loved. And every leg hit, like we were plus probably 27 units going into the main event. And these parlays were so plus money. And I love Tom Aspinall to beat Curtis Blaydes at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
He blows his leg out 12 seconds into the fight. Yep. So that, I'm not saying that was my worst loss. That was my worst, what could have been, we'll never know loss.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm using the word parlay a lot. Don't think that I'm this crazy parlay capper. I use them when I need to. You know, tonight, you know, I love Bacharat in the fight tonight, but he's minus 300. I got to do something there. I'm not going to lay 12 units to win 4 because, you know, he takes a loss. We're down 12 units, you know, low risk, high risk, low reward. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy, you know, that loves cash in the plus 200, plus 300 plays. And I constantly find a way to do it. But, you know, August 20th, UFC 278, my birthday, Usman's cruising the whole fight and just takes the head kick from hell out of nowhere from Edwards. Like, left the whole side open and just clocked it. That was my worst play. That was my worst beat, worst call. Worse than any split decision robbery. And again, I didn't have him straight, but I had him in three parlays. Just to win the fight. Nothing crazy. I couldn't pick a side, whether it was by TKO decision. I was leaning decision. We were on our way to it. But to make it even worse, we had over 4.5, and it happened like 6 seconds prior to that cashing. So, Leon Edwards, you're a stud, you're a killer, but you did ruin my birthday.
Oh, man. Come on, Leon. Come on. You got to take care of Paul on his birthday. with Ben and Bananas, with my guy Ryan Quinn and Al Wagman, 5-0 stud. She actually fights for FAC in a month. One thing I talk about too, and they both do agree with this, and I want to see if you do. You're the professional. I dibble dabble in it a little bit. I don't mind betting straight when you're around -200. It's kind of my cap, and then of course under 180, 175, 160. I don't mind if it's guy 180. I don't mind putting 180 on it to win 100. To me, if I feel good and strong about it. But then when you say when you hit a 300. I do like to tie that in with someone, another play, or if you feel good about the same fight, about an under or an over or however the case. Are you the same way? Where's kind of your cap line on where you would stop betting straight?
And honestly, David, I can't make this up. I was just talking to my subscribers literally 20 minutes ago. -200 doesn't scare me on a very strong lean. I'll be prepared either way. I literally just put this out. Come on. We're talking about Bosharat tonight. I said, it's right where it opened. I think it's going to come down a bit. If it gets to -200, we'll fire away. If not, I'll find value in the parlays. Yep. A very good friend of mine, Ryan Meehan, is a very successful multi-sport capper. He's Money Moves, not to rain on the party here, but his line, and I love it, it's only juice if you lose. So, you know, absolutely right. You know, if someone's -200, that means they're probably going to win the fight. But on the other spectrum of that, I love taking dogs. You know, +155 is my favorite area of an underdog. Okay. If I tend to have a lean on a fighter and he's +155 to +180, I'm jawing at the bit to take that if I think he's got a chance.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we hit on the worst play or the worst maybe lean. What? You throw me 2-3, some of your best plays ever, one of your best leans ever in recent MMA history.
There's been so many. In our group. In our OG group, our favorite is Cash 'Em All. And that's when I've got the fighter, the method, and the distance all in one, where we win 3, 4, 5 bets in one. Two cards ago, we started fight one with 5 wins. We had, and I'm trying to think who it was that won by submission in the first round, female fight 2 cards ago. But we had her to win. We had
Edgar.
Her to
win. What? Edgar?
Yes, Stephanie Egger, exactly. So we had Stephanie Egger to win the fight, and it wasn't very chalky. We had her to win by any finish because the TKO was in play. We had her to win by submission. We had the fight not to go the distance, and we had under 2.5 rounds at majorly plus money. So, cash them all. Just cash them. Go right to the window. My biggest plus money win – if you remember a few months ago, or I'm sorry, it was actually last year, the big tuna, Phil Parrish. Ben Parrish. He was +2,200 to win that fight. And I also sprinkled him to win by knockout because how the hell else is he going to win the fight? Yeah. Why the books didn't catch on that he was +4,000 to win by knockout and +2,200 to win is beyond me. But we cashed both tickets on that. So that was a huge one. And then there's certain fighters that, like, I win their fights every time.
Sure. I was going to go with that next. Like, do you have even if they can be the world champion or they can be a prelim guy? There's someone just fought, like, 2-3 weeks ago, and he's a veteran, and he fought, like, 22 times in the UFC. I'm like, that's wild. You wouldn't think about this fighter. Never a top 10 guy, but, you know, wins 2, loses 1, wins 1. Yeah. Do you have a lean, a really strong tie on guys or girls?
Yes. Oh, my God. I've never lost a Bill Algeo fight. I've never lost a Phil Rowe fight. I've never lost a Chris Curtis fight. I've never lost a – I'm trying to think. So Clay Guida has been the Black Widow to us. Last fight, I said, not this time. He's losing this fight, and he's going to get knee-barred. And boom, everything happened. So we broke that curse. on Clay Guida. Like I said, there's some fighters that, you know, we cash every time, some we lose every time, but Gravely, Algio, and Phil Rowe, every time we get it right. And I think actually I got Rowe wrong last time. I think he beat Green by decision. He got robbed on it, personally, in my opinion. But you never know. So, yep. You know, some fighters I just like to heavily follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Same. You know, if it's football or MMA, you kind of capture a team. Sometimes it's not even your favorite team. You just have a good feel of this team. They're on the road. They're at home. An underdog, a favorite, whatever the case may be. Also, are you, you know, of course, UFC's the hood ornament. They are the main event. They are MLB, NBA, NFL. But do you have, to me, Bellator has a lot of more bigger dogs in Bellator, especially on the prelims. They kind of stack the card and they have some young youth talent. Do you like different organizations more than others? Do you feel stronger about betting on the contender or on Bellator or on LFA, whatever the case may be is? Or are you mainly a UFC guy?
So our bread and butter has absolutely been UFC.
Okay.
I hit UFC fight night straights over 82%, 83% possibly. Pay-per-views have been tougher, but we settle for winning nights, you know. Yeah. In my mind, if I cap every fight on a UFC pay-per-view and we end up plus 6 units, the bettors got to look at that as a win. Oh, you know, these aren't – yeah. I mean, I've had plus 70-unit pay-per-views. My biggest winning card was last December, Dawkins versus Derek Lewis. I swept it. We went for plus 91 units in one night. And that's not something I want someone to sign up and expect to do. You know, I want you to expect to have winning months. That 3-month transition period, at the end of those 3 months, there's going to be a plus in front of your total. Right. I document everything. I share everything. I don't know. Some people say I'm from the future when it comes to MMA. I try not to read the paper and get a big head. I love making people money. I just absolutely love making people money.
Do you, so with some of your clients, do they tell you, and you don't have to get into details on it, but do they tell you how much they are going to put on it? And do they say, do you, when you text out, hey guys, this is my favorite play of the card or the week, or maybe the month. Hey guys, save a little bit, maybe at UFC 280. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe you love Sugar Sean O'Malley as an underdog. So you're like, hey guys, I know. If you only have $1,000 to bet this month, instead of going 200, 200, 200 on a card, save 600 on Sugar Sean O'Malley. Do you that?
No, I don't. I don't talk dollars at all. Okay. In my mind, the bettor can determine their own unit. And, you know, I don't want to influence how much financially they're betting. Sure. I want to give my unit. So I've got a regular play. I've got a hammer play, which is 3 to 5 units. Okay. And then I've got a rare axe play. But I think I'm going to change it to a banana play. And that's my max bet, which is going to be a 7-unit play. So I think we're going to officially transform the axe play to the banana play.
I like that. I do too.
But yeah, I do have some bettors that tell me what their unit size is. There it is. The banana. The inception of the banana play.
There we go. You know, love it. I'm not ashamed. You know.
I love it.
When you tell me Corey Sandhagen minus 200, that's our, you know, whatever it is, let me know. I'll put money on it. We got a lot of kids at the house. We got a lot of shoes to buy. You know what I mean?
I've got 5 sons, so I'm a family man. I'm not a degenerate gambler. I'm stone cold sober during cards. I like to have a beer here and there. Maybe for the main event, I'll crack open a Bud Light Orange or something, but I'm not a drinker. You don't want a drunk capper. I always tell people that. But yeah, I mean, some of my subscribers, they go $1,000 a unit. And I mean, that's a lot. You know, I've got guys that made $100,000 in a month, but you know, if you're betting $1,000 a unit and a month like August happens and, you know, yeah, I had a losing month in August, but I'm not afraid to admit that either. I'm human. Yep. That was my first bad month in 3 years. Like, it, you know, and my real subscribers stayed because they knew that I would turn it right around. Right. I haven't had a losing card since the Edwards Usman card. Wow. So, you know, okay. I don't read yesterday's paper for tomorrow's results.
For sure. Okay, you had a good one with the banana.
Banana play. So the highest I'll go on a play is 7 units. Okay. Unless there's an extra special circumstance, I'm not afraid. But, you know, if I'm playing something over 7 units, going forward, you know, there's got to be a certain reason why, like, I already know the result.
Right. Man, I love it. I love it. Man, I am pumped, guys. Make sure to check out the MMA Shark for this month. Put in that promo code BANANAS25. But like I said, if you put in the code or not the code, definitely sign up today. Go to the MMAshark.com. Hey, if you want to win money, you know, it's hard out there. Gas is expensive. You know, if you want to win a little extra, go to the MMA Shark today and let Paul take care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I have no problem being your second income. So you could post a link on Fight Bananas that they don't even have to worry about the promo code and just click it. It'll see the promo. Okay. That'll be good. And not just for the month. That's good for the next 30 days. So you'll auto renew after 30 days at regular rate, which is 109. Some might say, oh, my God, he charges 109 a month. That's crazy. Win it back in one fight. Play on house money all month. I mean, I am well worth 109 a month. I cover all Dana White Contender Series, all PFL, all Bellator, all LFA, all UFC, Invicta, Limited Cage Warriors, Major Boxing. It's all covered under a subscription. So I'm on pace to put out 135 plays this month. So, you know, it's insane. And I don't play for percentage because, you know, when I'm tossing out props that are plus 800, plus 700, all you got to do is hit one of them once in a while. You know, I don't need to be 50% on props. You know, they're more of a fun bet. Like, you know, you got a guy by submission and there's 12 seconds left and he's got him in a rear naked choke and you're yelling, tap, tap, tap. You know, you've got 10 bucks on that to maybe win 200.
Right.
So they're fun bets. You know, they're fun bets, the props.
So when I talked to earlier about betting on prelims and stuff of that nature, of course, one thing I love about being sometimes behind the scenes with Fight Bananas on the podcast side or analytics on our social media side is I see everything when we post a picture of Corey Sanhagen or we post a picture of Conor McGregor. When we make a fight announcement with Jake Paul versus XYZ, or we make a fight announcement on, you know, the eighth middleweight Derek Brunson. So we see all the analytics. So when big stuff happens or a big boxing match happens or, you know, a huge UFC pay-per-view, I think this UFC 281 card is going to be big with MSG. Do you get is it more pressure to win some of these bigger highlight type of fights or huge cards? Or like you said, guys, at the end of the day, it's about winning money every 30 days and being positive after every 90 days over 3 months. Do you feel any more pressure to win a big Izzy fight or a Poirier Chandler or something of that nature?
Yeah. So the weird thing is I started main events 28-1 this year, which was like absolutely insane. Since then, they've leveled off 20-1. Since then, they're about 50%, which is normal. In my mind, I don't feel more pressured to win the main event, but that's the last impression that a subscriber has on the card.
Right.
What's hilarious, actually, is, you know, there was 13 fights on UFC 279, and we profited in 10 of the 13 fights. I was not on Diaz. I did not see a vintage Diaz performance coming there. He gave up in training camp. He was there for a check. In his mind, he knew he wasn't winning the fight. I thought Ferguson was coming in with all the motivation in the world. I actually like Ferguson versus Lee. We can only imagine how that would have gone. Lee was going to murder him based on what Diaz did to him. Right. But after that card, I had four people unsubscribe. And I'm thinking, wow, they just bet the main event. So my recommendation is just follow the system. When you sign up, you can text with me directly through your subscribe. When you're subscribed, send me a message, whatnot, and follow the system. But when people unsubscribe on a winning night, it has me scratching my head, but almost kind of laughing at the same time. Like, I did my job. You know, it's not on me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not on me. So like I said, everything since August 20th card I've touched, including Contender Series on August 30th, is just coming to profit. And, you know, I love when Yanni the Greek is on the opposite side of me because he's about as bad as it gets.
He's on a cold play right now. He's ice. He is ice right now. It's almost like comical. It's like the thing. It's you know, it's that meme where they show the camera and everyone starts cheering when something starts. It's like when the Greek bets against your favorite guy, people start cheering. That's what happens.
You know, we've got our OG chat and we're like, Yanni the Greek's on the other side, we're golden. And every time it comes intuition, like it's not even close. I like when he's like, yeah, we'll sprinkle this dog here, and he's just out cold in a minute. So I'm hoping Yanni's on the other side of my place tonight.
Love it. All right, last little thing, we'll let you run. Like I said, we're definitely going to have you back on. We're going to have card plays. You're going to see a lot of MMA Shark on Fight Bananas for the foreseeable future. UFC Vegas 60 coming up in 5 days. You know, I'm not saying give out a free play or
I'll give a free play.
All right.
I'm going to give a free play.
Hit it. You're the man.
Jillian Robertson. I think it's free money.
Let me see. Wait a second.
Don't get the banana. It's not a banana play. Oh, that's look at girl. You. Did she submit you there?
That's our girl. Jillian the Savage Robertson. That is she's Fight Bananas family. I've been talking to her a lot lately. Of course, under the podcast, Mike Cuddles. She feels really good, really confident. I think the move down to GOAT was a great move for her to get multiple training sessions with multiple different training partners. She's out there in Vegas already because her teammate fights on the Contender tonight. So she's even out there earlier. Jillian the Savage Robertson by submission, I would even say. I kind of like the under in that, but we'll see. You know, but I do love Jillian via submission.
Yeah, and I may go that route, but that's my favorite prelim play for Saturday is Jillian Robertson. I'm glad that you like it, too. I'm glad she's your girl. I've liked this for a bit now. I actually already released it a few days ago. So there's a free play. Jillian Robertson, Saturday night.
There we go. We're cutting that up. We're cutting that up right there. We're going to put it on our socials. Thank you so much, Paul, from the MMA Shark. Any last words? Any last little tidbits? A lot of people are going to listen to this, you know, under the Fight Bananas banner, the Dave Van Auken Show on all podcast platforms. Any last thing you want to just talk out there to the people?
Hey, follow me on all my social media platforms. There's a gateway to it from Fight Bananas. Instagram, the MMA Shark Capper. Facebook is the MMA Shark. And Twitter, which I really need to get better at and start using more often, is also the MMA Shark. You know, I'm more focused on results and getting them right than going overboard with social media. My wife has been doing Instagram posts after every fight. Whether we win or lose, it's out there. It's on our page. I'm a transparent capper. I love making people money. I'm willing to give 25% off the first month. Take advantage of it. You won't regret it. And it's all I really got. The results are more important than anything I can say. I can show you more than I can tell you.
I love it, man. I'm so excited to start this partnership with you, Paul, the MMA Shark and Fight Bananas. Maybe we can do something for UFC 280. I don't know. Maybe we can give you the reins to the Fight Bananas social media, and you can go on Instagram, and it can just be the MMA Shark Day because it's a pay-per-view. It's live at Saturday, right in the middle of the day. I think it starts at 2 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. the prelim. So it's going to be a wild day. So we'll talk off air about that. Very excited. Guys, go sign up right now with the MMA Shark. Go to themmashark.com, and we'll talk to you soon, Paul. All right, brother?
All right, David. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy the fights tonight.
Later.